lock the doors and turn off your phone, because this week's discovery follows a woman who just doesn't like the people in her life. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. When we're young, we tend to look ahead with excitement and optimism, planning out our happily ever after. But in The M Word by Eileen Wharton, a middle-aged woman is frustrated by all of the ways in which her life has been a disappointment, only to find that it's about to take some big new twists. The story finds Roberta Galbraith facing a number of major changes in her life, starting with the death of her mother. Roberta's mother has always been cold and distant, and they haven't spoken in years. So when Roberta is called in to say goodbye, her emotions are mixed. But her mother's death comes with some remarkable revelations in the form of a stack of old letters. And as Roberta deals with changes at work and in her family, she also tries to come to grips with this new information about her past. Now, The M Word is the story of a divorced, middle-aged woman who's moody and menopausal and struggling to find happiness. Roberta isn't an upbeat character. She doesn't like her grown children. She's still incredibly bitter about her ex-husband, and she can't stand anyone at work. Many readers will relate to Roberta. She's a genuine character who's understandably frustrated by the things happening around her. She was raised by an uncaring woman. Her husband cheated on her. And now she finds herself racing toward 50 and attempting to meet someone new, with amusingly cringeworthy results. It's really no wonder that Roberta is cynical and sarcastic, and her bad attitude toward pretty much everything can be funny and even refreshing. But eventually, it just goes too far. She seems like the kind of person who lives with a scowl on her face and an insult on her lips. And though she has some redeeming moments, her bitterness and negativity often make for an exhausting read. But is it worth tackling life's changes with this harried heroine? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say don't bother. The M Word is clearly just the beginning for Roberta, and her ongoing story promises more unexpected adventures. But you'll have to accept the character's overall surliness, and that makes it a pretty tough sell. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The M Word by Eileen Wharton is 180 relatable but irritable pages long, and is available from Bombshell Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.